Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I appreciate everybody joining us on this MLK day and calling me first thing in the morning. Stop it. You know I got work to do. Steve Brummage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
I am in the building, man. And it's odd. It's like we don't lose very often. So it's like, okay.
Is this what it feels like?
Is this what it feels like to not be able to brag about a win?
Boo.
Yeah, so.
Brian, you got Boo Brewer's number?
It's crazy.
We're going to have to call him off air and see what's going on.
Boo Brewer?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we can call him.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you want me to text him?
Yeah, text him, see what's going on.
See if he's
Or maybe I pocket dialed him or something. We'll see. We'll check with him.
Text him.
So, Steve, Monday morning.
Yeah.
So much sports through the weekend.
There was a lot of sports, man.
NFLs and colleges and rivalries and all kind of good stuff.
I know.
Where do you start on a day like this?
You got to start at Louisville. Got to start there, man.
You got to say goodbye to Drew Brees?
Yeah, he's gone. What about TB12? Still got it?
TB12 still got it.
Yeah, look, I'm pulling. I ain't gonna lie, I'm pulling for the Bucks, man. Like, I hope y'all win.
Yeah, Alex, yeah. I feel like I'm just watching good football.
It's fun.
I enjoy Baker, of course, Lamar. Yeah. Lamar, go get a win.
I know, man.
Oh, okay. So,
scoring the red zone, dude.
What part of Louisville?
Well, I will say I enjoyed the NFL football this weekend. We will start there. I will say that real quick. It was good football. I think this is one of the best couple weekends. And next weekend, I'll be locked in on Sunday. I can't wait. Which, by the way, you know, I got to thinking, we're going to Orlando, right, to do the Disney Universal experience thing the week after next on the weekend. And or on February 6th, it's 5th, 6th, 7th.
You know, wear the wristband with all your money on it?
No. So, listen, here's the thing. I got to thinking, I'm like, dude, the Super Bowl is that day in Tampa on that Sunday. I'm like, man, I'm kind of glad there's not crowds. Or we would have been like, oh, no.
Right.
What have we done?
Right.
Yeah, so anyways, but yeah, no, I enjoyed the football this weekend. It was good. I wish Lamar got a win, but the Bills had a good game plan, man.
Good team.
Like, yeah, they're a good team, man. So next week is probably the four best.
For the charity, too.
Yeah, that was cool. That was really cool. Yeah, yeah. So
it was a good segment on Drew's show this morning about it.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like, good for them, man. And
okay, we got so much to talk about, right? But having things to talk about and having something very important to talk about are two different things. Like, there's a lot more conversation in the basketball stuff, you know, the men's basketball. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of conversation we could be had about, you know, all these other things. But here's what happened, Steve. Stanford lost.
Yeah.
My ladies won.
They did.
Right? And, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, get my win music ready. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there. I had to have an honest conversation with myself, right? Say, Marcus, you haven't been doing the ladies justice at all this year. I won't even go back that far, but I knew that I hadn't been doing the ladies justice. I don't want to send them back over into the wind music and stuff like that. Like, they're about to be number one in the nation, Steve.
Jeez,
for
man.
The first time ever, right? For the first time ever.
Yeah.
Was I right on that stat? The first time they're about to be number one in the nation. So I thought, what could I do for my ladies to just put them apart from everybody else and just say, I need to do something really, really special. So I'm thinking about my team, my ladies team. I'm thinking about, you know, I like my team. And the reason we're kind of showing them disrespect a little bit is because we expect them to win, right? But we don't want to, like, you know how we always, like, look for things? When you got a good team, you always look for what they can't do, right?
Yeah.
Instead of just pushing the envelope. Win by more. Keep on pushing. Win by more.
Sure.
And then I thought about it, and I'm like, what's going to stop my team from winning? They hate Jeff Walls, right? And I was thinking, like, maybe Jeff Walls should be a little nicer to the establishment, and then maybe they'll treat us nicer. And I'm like, no. The closed mouth don't get fed. Jeff Walls, you keep letting them know who you are. And you, Jeff Walls looked that Notre Dame coach right in her face and said, you know her name now? So when I think about all these situations and how much I love my team, like, I don't even want to say behind closed doors, but just I love my unappreciated team. I'm like, no. From now on, for the rest of the year, every dub my women get, I'm thinking championship, right?
It's fair. I'm okay with this.
Let's go, lady! Every morning that you bust somebody.
Turn down for what?
Well, get ready to play it a lot. Because they're going to be number one in the country here in a couple hours. And I'm not sure they're going to relinquish that title, man.
That felt good, Steve.
Yeah.
I thought they deserved their own.
They do. They
Is
do.
That fair enough?
No, they're incredible,
I should have talked to you. I should have had a meeting with you about this.
No, that was fair.
But it came from a good place of well-thought-out emotion.
I love it.
No,
I love it.
I mean,
they're going to be number one here in a couple hours, man, and they'll be number one probably for the rest of the season. So,
I really enjoy watching all
this. They're fun. I've said it before, and I've said it, and I don't mean, and I hope it's not taken wrong, but I'm like, I usually would just watch the big games. I think I've only missed two games, and that was the two that were on ESPN Plus. I mean, I sat down the other night, turned the game on, watched the whole thing.
You know, there's a little something that I enjoy, like, some nastiness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some nastiness that I enjoy. I love looking at that scratch that, you know, Haley Van Lift is kind of pale, right?
Yeah.
She has that nasty little scratch right on her face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Look, Mikasa Robinson, like, they're getting a little attitude-y, right?
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, this is what I need.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Dana quotes the other day after she game-stealing steal.
Yeah.
Y'all better stop with me.
No, I know. Yeah.
So I was just replaying all my moments and my Jeff Walls, and I'm like, nah, you might as well play the bad guy role now.
Yeah.
Get scarred up, get scratched up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's a beautiful style of basketball, man.
Yeah, let's go ahead and work this thing. Let's start the show off right. Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Steve?
What's up, man?
Feeling good.
Shout out to the girls team and Dana Evans, who's going to be a meme for the rest of her life now, because that's the game. But I got to say, tonight, they better be ready to play. I'm not, because Saturday night still irritates me. If they win tonight, I'm going to be happy. It's still irritated. Like, I'm going to be like, y'all can beat Florida State. What, y'all can beat Miami on Saturday night? Like, what's your problem?
No, no, Lauren, look, I appreciate the call. Listen. Okay, Texas, first of all, let me know. Are y'all okay with the new music? Brian, you think they'll be okay with it? Or,
yeah,
or are they going to be mad that I don't do the win with them too?
No, I think you got to have a different song. That way people know.
Yeah, they earned their own.
Yeah.
They're their own thing, man.
Okay, so we're all in agreement in here.
I think Turn Down for What is good because, you know, they're on a collision course with the national championship. The only variable is time, all
right? Yeah. Right? So, yeah.
That's a fact.
Okay, so I'm glad we got that acknowledgement first and foremost. Lawrence always sets it off.
Yeah, I was gonna say where do you want to start here,
Miami?
Man? Let's start with Miami.
This is a post game Miami show right now.
Okay, let's start with Miami.
Okay, why aren't you panicked, Steve? Y'all, like, don't get on my nerves today. Why are y'all not panicking?
Well, see, I'm gonna have a hard time not combining the two conversations.
No, try to stay. Listen, for at least one segment, try to stay
okay.
in Miami.
Okay, all right.
By the way, the phone lines are open, people. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. The YouTube channel is up and running, made for the field. Go ahead.
Well, why am I not panicked about the Miami game?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, let me list off the reasons. First off, I'll start here.
Do you have your Miami numbers ready? The numbers you explained to me about Miami's not a chump team.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you want to look back, okay, we'll start here with Miami, who you were playing.
Yep.
Miami, in their last five games.
Listen to this, Brian.
Miami played at Virginia Tech, lost 78-80. They played Clemson at Miami, lost 66-65. They played UNC at Miami, lost 67-65. They played NC State at NC State, won 64-59, and then got beat by 20 by Boston College.
Right? That's the one outlier there where you're like, whoa.
You're like, well, all right. Miami was, they're one of those teams they were playing. They were due for a win. And
we're due for a loss.
Well, I don't know if it was necessarily that we were due for a loss, but I just didn't see anything on Saturday night that I thought was a major issue outside of Louisville didn't shoot the ball well.
Mm-hmm.
Actually shot it terrible.
They shot it terrible.
I mean, 3 of 20. And this is why I say, look, I did a postgame show Saturday night. It took 4 calls.
Full hour.
It's like I people weren't really freaking out. I mean, you know, because I think you saw Louisville shot the ball bad.
They still tuned into the Lamar game.
Well, yeah, and that too. But if David Johnson, even though it wasn't very long after the Louisville game that he threw the pick and it was like, okay, I'm done. But if David Johnson plays decent, you win the game. If you know, I mean, if you hit,
gosh, it's anything.
If you shoot remotely,
Quinn
better,
shoots anything. DeAndre hits anything.
Now let's go to the things that do concern me.
Coming out of the Miami game.
Or that happened during the Miami game. Because not everything is just, I think in the big picture, it's like, hey, you didn't show up ready to go. Coach Mack said he saw that going into the game.
In the practices.
Yeah. You obviously, that second half, they were good. I mean, Louisville played pretty good in the second half. I mean,
they weren't as bad. Like you said, they erased the 15-point lead in no
yeah I mean yeah but it was just that first half was to me the worst half of basketball
and
year.
You're not powerful enough to come back from 15 and keep it rolling, like your offensive machine doesn't work.
Were shooting layups in the first half and we're like, we never do
we
this
we never let somebody
yeah,
get
like,
all
what's
the
going
basket?
On so Dre Davis was jumping at shot fakes.
When does Dre Davis go for shot based on a 3-point line?
I know. It was like things were out of the ordinary. So that I can excuse as, okay, it is what it is. The things that do bother me, and even these to an extent are fixable with other people, but Jalen really got bullied. And I know that sounds weird to say because he had 18 and 10. But he just
Are you got, allowed to say somebody got bullied if they had 18 and 10?
He just got bullied.
Are you ready to come around to my side and lower these grades and say you with great power comes great responsibility?
Yeah, because look, I got mad at Jalen earlier in the year and then I was like, "You know what, Steve?
Like you're being a little too harsh."
I know, but man, I mean on the like if we do grades today, he gets two ends of the floor. I'm not combining his grade because offensively, Jalen was great. I mean,
stop doing this, Steve.
I mean, no, 6'9". He's hitting step back threes. He's hitting mid range jumpers. He's scoring underneath. Like he was doing everything you want.
Nope. Mentality matters.
It's as a whole. So you give him a B. You give him an A on the defense.
I watched an A on the offense,
C on the defense.
I give him a D or an F on defense.
See, on offense, this is the problem.
Okay.
I watched them give him a bounce pass, right?
Yeah.
I think it was DeAndre Davis. I'm not sure. Give him a bounce pass. He has nothing but a clear lane to the basket.
Mm-hmm.
He ends up finishing falling away from the basket, Steve.
Yeah.
There was nobody there. And the guy that was even closely there just flew by to, you know, just take. You don't dunk that basketball.
He's never going to dunk
it. So I'm saying your mentality of avoiding contact is the same reason you're getting bullied on the floor. So I'm not giving you it's like.
Well, then you might as well throw him away right now.
No, I'm not going to.
That kid is never going to start dunking
the ball. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Because Coach Mack is going to start. He's going to show that tape and say, listen, there is no way in H-E double hockey sticks that you get this bounce pass right under the rim and you're fading away from the basket. You're never going to get fouled. You're hurting us now. By you not getting fouled on your dunks, you're hurting the team.
Yeah.
By you not finishing that right at the basket, the other team is getting confidence. So next time somebody else comes to the basket and they go to block it because they're not scared of getting dunked on, we need you punching that.
Yeah, I agree. It's like I agree. Yeah.
When you don't draw the charge, people get more and more confident. It's like when the referee doesn't give Karlika charge early in the game, they go to the basket stronger and stronger, more aggressive, and all that good stuff. You slow people down by dunking it when there's nobody around. Because they see that and they say, okay, you got this one. Right?
Yeah.
Listen, so I'm not giving passes. I'm not giving. Okay, we all box out, right? We all box our man out.
Mm-hmm.
Steve walks in, ball falls right in his hands. He gets the rebound credit.
Yeah.
But when we're watching it in the film room, we're going to find that guard who came and double boxed out on the big man. You're going to say, good job, Carly, on that rebound. That rebound really goes to you. Steve's going to get the credit for it. But that rebound, you know, was because y'all found the only available man and double blocked him out.
Yeah.
So Jalen can get numbers, you know what I'm saying, without being our toughness, our communicator, our physical play inside. So, yeah, I'm not giving numbers passes for Jalen.
Yeah. I still think he was all right offensively, but I know what you're saying with the mentality. But defensively, he was just.
Look, we'll separate his offensive game, the inside game, and the outside game, and I'll give him an A on the outside game.
Yeah, that's fair. That's kind of how I'm breaking Jalen down right now, man. But now, I will say, I mean, I think he had 8 defensive rebounds. That was good, but it was just from the beginning of the game.
8 defensive and you give up 5 offense.
In the first 5 possessions, I was on the phone with you going, he's just pushing him around. So that bothered me. But again, that's a fix that when you get Malik back, will be fixed, I think. But regardless, I'm just, you know. So that bothered me. We did get out rebounded.
Texas gets so mad when I get on Jalen.
Jalen, he said, I do agree with this texter, man. It's like, I mean, Jalen did have like 4 or 5 putback dunks.
Listen, but the ones that you need to send a message with.
Yeah, right? I know what you're saying. Yeah, he did have the 2 putback dunks.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I mean, I think that was one thing, though, that kind of bothered me coming out. Sam was inconsistent again.
Oh, man.
That bothered me.
Oh, you know, Sam just turned into a 3-point specialist, didn't he?
He took 4 threes, 0 for 4. I mean, that was kind of like, come on, Sam. Carlique was great. I mean, you know, what do you say? Like, I mean, he was great. I mean, at this point, he's got to be one of the two in the top, at least the top three for ACC Player of the Year. I mean, he was great. Everything he did, I mean, he...
Yeah, his stats were ridiculous.
And could have done more. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he was awesome. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Wong is a good player. I mean, he lit it up, so...
Okay, how much of Wong was us letting him get going? And
then a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, because, again, when I say... Like, in the post game, I did take a call where they were... And I agree, but they were like, man, you know, they were hitting some crazy shots in the second half. And I'm like, yeah, but that's your fault. Because the first half, you were so bad. By halftime, that wasn't...
Yeah,
Miami was like, this is who we are.
This is our night, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Frank, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, fellas, first of all, a couple of things. Congratulations to the Lady Cards. We got a bunch of young lionesses out there, man. they got attitude and talent.
Right.
But the second thing is this is y'all's fault. Y'all said that nobody was going to outplay us. Did you remember that?
Yeah. We would be ourselves, yeah.
You put the curse on them. But anyway, you know, I was thinking, you know, I was like, what in the world was that on Saturday? So every team has one or two mulligans, and you know, the first mulligan was against Wisconsin, but we didn't have Jones. This game right here, it just looked like they, you know, the announcers kept telling us, oh, you know, Miami's shorthanded, they down five starters or whatever. Somebody forgot to tell the team that. Because I don't know if they just wasn't there mentally, and hopefully tonight, and I think Coach Mack can get them together tonight. Should be a pretty good showing of if they can recover or not. And the last thing is that shout out to the Bills Mafia,
yes.
For what they did. Man, huge! That was huge. So you know, I hope Green Bay wins because Jair is a former U of L player. But, you know, a part of me is going to go for the Bills. So I'm out. Yeah, y'all have a good MLK day. And I always enjoy listening to you.
Indeed. Appreciate the call. Well, you made a perfect reference to the mulligan because Steve was very mature. And Steve got us through the first segment without doing something that we're going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Quick commercial break. Mulligan's coming up next on 9th Round of the Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Rock on my feet, there's a man and his will to survive. Many times it happens too fast. Change your passion for glory. We will dip on the dreams of the past. You must fight.
Let's go, Auburn!
Did you think we forgot about y'all? Did you think we forgot about y'all's pathetic piss poor season?
Go, Auburn! Hey. What did you think we were going to do?
You think just because we took an L, we forgot that y'all are complete bums? Come on now. Take that other L.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the stage. Did they think we weren't going to get away? Did they think they were getting a pass?
About y'all. Y'all are very Steve, look, y'all are very couldn't get in the Sweet 16, the KHS AA Sweet 16.
Steve, their players are the age to participate.
I know.
Steve.
And would lose. Male would have something for them.
Listen, Steve, it's their fault we lost. You do realize that, right?
I'm listening. I'm okay with this, whatever it is.
I have sat in a hotel lobby with the basketball team, right? Mm-hmm. I've experienced this, y'all. While we're waiting on the bus to be pulled around, right? Because we got to go to either shoot around or we got to go to some pregame meal or something. We got to do something, right?
Yeah.
We don't play for another 6 hours or whatever, 5 hours, whatever it is, 4 hours, whatever.
In South Beach.
And we're sitting out on the patio of South Beach, soaking up all this good air and scenery. And I'm watching my rival get smashed, right?
Yeah.
My fan base is happy. My rival just got smashed. My anxiety level just came down about 30-40%, Steve.
Yep.
Because, I mean, you watch Kentucky blow Auburn out, mm-hmm. then you're like, oh, man, we can't lose this, man. You know what I'm saying? Monday, it's going to be crazy if we lose.
I know.
It's their fault.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're starting to stink it up so bad that our players are saying, I mean, y'all, just this. All we got to do is make the tournament.
They are putting a stench. That is true, too. That is true, man. You're sitting there like.
They're putting a stench on Kentucky basketball in theory.
Even as a fan, you're like, well, we're not that bad. You know, like, I hate to admit it, but the rivalry does that to you. You lose the game. I think a lot of fans were like, well, we're not Kentucky. So it's like, yeah. Somebody said, but Steve, as long as Calipari's having fun.
There is always that.
What was he talking about this weekend, too? Like, well, I don't want to hurt their hearts.
What was he talking? Brian.
Was that not the
what
dumbest
was Calipari
comment?
Talking about not hurting their hearts? What was he talking about with that?
I don't
that?
Know, man.
They're going to run him off, dude. Like, I can't believe it, but I'm starting to really believe. Like,
I don't. I know what you're saying.
They're going to end up running. You know what I'm saying?
You're not supposed to really think that.
But it's like, they're going to run him off. Like, I would be irate as a fan.
Wait a minute. Since we're on the subject, Steve.
And this will be a perfect transition into where we're going to finish this segment.
Steve, we didn't have the discussion about what Bill Walton said.
Oh, yeah.
So before we move along, people, did you hear about this, Brian?
Had not.
Did they talk about the Texas? Did they talk about it this morning, the Bill Walton comments on Kentucky?
I don't know. I didn't listen to anything today, so I haven't heard anything.
John Clay.
Okay.
ESPN's Bill Walton during the Cal-Utah game, quote, with Kentucky up against it, with their fans turning on them because they were expressing their opinion, I just want these players who are considering going to Kentucky that will welcome you here in the Conference of Champions.
That sounds right.
That made its rounds around the national landscape, Steve.
Seriously, I said this on the post game, and like I listened to Chris Mack because I've enjoyed this Kentucky garbage that they've done. So I've enjoyed a few James Strebel post game shows and heard Coach Calipari. I listened to Coach Mack after a loss, after really Louisville's first
stinker.
I would say true loss, because after the Wisconsin game, he was aggravated.
But everybody's losing after the big layoffs, though. Everybody's playing bad after layoffs.
And Coach Mack, this was the first one where I was like, okay, he just ripped paint off the walls in that locker room. Like, I heard when I heard him talking. And
he literally chewed paint off the
walls. I know. But you know what it made me think? After
how uncomfortable was it? He was like, yes, what kind of took me so long to get in here, y'all?
Yeah. Sorry. I was literally. And you want to know how mad he gets? Remember the story? Your boy Kaufman across the bridge in Indiana? Trey. Yeah, Trey Kaufman, where he was like watching Coach Mack
undress his players. Yeah, chase him off. Yep.
Scared him off. So I'm okay with that. Like, I'm like, okay, well, then it's probably best you didn't come here. because that's what you're going to get when you play like crap. So, like,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I imagine.
And when Coach Mack was like, get him out of here.
Yeah, and then Coach Mack was like, get him out of here.
Nobody wants a player like that that can't take a little bit.
Yeah, like, I mean, but, and he's a great player.
But don't let this recruit see me go bananas on
his team right now. So, apparently it was bad. So, but here's the thing. Listening to Coach Mack after a loss.
And that was just halftime, wasn't it?
Yeah. I said, wow. That's what a competent coach sounds like after a loss. Yes, this is what we did wrong. This is what we've got to finish. This guy, you know what? If you're he wasn't worried about David's heart when he said, hey, David, if you're hurt, don't play. Okay?
Yeah, there are some things that we can't analyze as a and again, we're not saying right or wrong. We're saying mentality.
Yeah.
On this one. Mentality is I trust you enough to tell me when you want to come out.
Yeah.
I trust you enough to tell me to know that you don't have the explosion. You go back and look at it. You're like, David, just you don't got that burst, bro. Like, it's okay. Like,
sure.
You play better defense up top. You challenge better shots. Like, you close out better.
Yeah.
You know?
No, absolutely. So it was nice hearing a competent coach. Like, okay, no, it sounded like Coach Mack.
And said, I knew it coming into the game.
Yeah, it sounds like he has a handle on his team. And after listening to multiple press conferences from down the road that were kind of just like, well, he's doing this and he's doing, I don't really know. Well, hang with us. We can still make the tournament. I don't want to hurt their hearts and by taking them out, not starting them. And, well, I'm just playing this guy down the road because I don't. It's like, dude, you sound lost, man. You legitimately, Saturday, he didn't sound like he knew what he was doing. And I know he does. He's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
So it's like, are you just losing your fastball maybe?
Right.
Like, so.
No, listen. I was talking to DeJuan about watching Kentucky. And for him to go bleeding heart, like.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a disconnect. You know, like.
Yeah, there's something that's not right there, man.
He's like, I'm feeling bad for these kids. I want them to be successful, man.
We've said that.
Yeah. And the environment that's up there right now is not a successful winning environment.
Yeah.
At all.
So, speaking of losing press conferences.
Break. Listen, you know what the title of today's show was, Steve?
What's that?
Breaking Rules Monday.
I'm okay with that.
That's the only thing I could think of because I'm going to break the number one rule.
See, and this is what I love because now we can go back to the beginning of the show. And now you can ask me.
We can tie it all in.
What panics you about Miami? Or is there anything not panics you, but what bothers you the most about Miami, you know? And now I can answer it legitimately.
Brian, you might want to get on that microphone and bail us out because it's about to go down.
Okay. I'm listening.
You want me to take the lead, Steve, or you?
Well, I'm a little more just blunt and straightforward, so if you want to set it up or I can just say it.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. What worried me the most about Miami was, you're not beating Florida State tonight.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're not.
Oh, my God, Steve.
I don't think we're winning tonight, man. And so that's why when we got the call earlier where they're like, well, now tonight we'll show if we can bounce back. I'm like, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
See, I see it a different way. I see it tonight as a chance to rebound. Like, I kind of am glad that we have the Monday game following a Saturday loss where we can, you know, you win tonight, everybody forgets about the Miami game.
Well, yeah. Sure, I agree with that.
Somebody tried to argue Steve down on the point that you won't forget about Miami if you beat Florida State.
Oh, yeah, no.
And Steve, that was the one thing that touched Steve's button out of the whole post game. On Saturday night, is that Steve is like, are you kidding me? If you beat Florida State, people literally will not even remember that you played Miami.
No. It'd be like the Men in Black things, what I used. Yeah. Now, let me say, don't freak out too bad, because I think we'll win Saturday. I think we'll beat Duke. I think we'll beat Boston College after that. I think we're a good team. I think we're a really good team.
Don't do this a disservice, Steve.
No, I'm not.
Florida State.
Huh? Do what?
But why Florida State? Because you just said we could beat Duke this weekend, but what scares you about Florida State?
Funny you should ask, Brian.
No.
You're
asked me to be the meter.
You're doing a great job. No, you're doing a great job.
You're doing exactly what you're supposed to do as the producer of Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Okay. Let me read you a little bit about Florida State. Florida State's starting point guard.
You want to know, Steve tried to talk me out of this one, right? And as Steve was reading this lineup.
He's going the height first. I got it.
No. It was funny because I want y'all to know the genesis of Steve's quote-unquote pivot. I was telling Steve for the longest, you're not beating Florida State. Get that out of your brain. Mark it off on your book. Go ahead and mark it down.
Oh, no, Marcus. I think that Florida State, I mean, we're pretty big. We got Quinn, and we got Jay, and we got, and we're looking at our lineups, and then go ahead, Steve.
Jesus. God. Starting point guard, Raekwon Evans, 6'4", 210 pounds, senior.
Make sure you go to weights, too.
Yeah. Florida State starting power forward, 6'8", 260. Brings the ball up the floor. Redshirt junior.
Redshirt junior, which means senior experience.
How about Florida State's first guy off the bench, just for the heck of it, real quick? 6'6", 215-pound shooter, who's a redshirt junior. Why don't we just go with, well, at least they do got a freshman in the lineup, right? Right?
Yeah, right. That'll be our advantage point, right?
He's their combo point guard shooting guard. 6'9", 227 pounds. Florida State's starting center, who multiple coaches are on FBI wiretap talking about him, his mom taking money. But
With all that being said,
Florida State starting center, 7'1", 240-pound sophomore.
What age is he, Steve? Because you say wiretap, so that means he's been in college for at least 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's a sophomore.
Oh, a sophomore, okay.
Yeah.
It's freshman. So, yeah, we really had him on the wiretap.
The second guy off the bench, 6'9", 225-pound redshirt junior. Listen, and then we'll top it off with their first team all ACC guard, senior, 6'5", 213 pounds.
What's his name?
MJ Walker.
Have you said two red shirts in there?
Yes. Because
I'm saying, that's crazy to hear in basketball now.
Because they have been so talented for the last 4 years that you've been putting people on red shirt benches. So stop with the he owns Mac. They have been having some of the most talented rosters in college basketball. If you put them in a tournament right now, you would be amazed. If you put them in a tournament and they got a seed against Gonzaga.
Hey, Marcus, we got a red shirt freshman. One.
Who I want to absolutely eviscerate. Steve, if you know in Florida State's lineup and you stuck them out there against Gonzaga.
Okay, yeah. No, I would feel comfortable. I mean, I think Florida State was going to win the national championship last year.
Yes.
Now, granted, they lost Devin Vassil and they lost who's the other?
Patrick Williams.
So, I mean, I'm not comparing this year's Florida State to last year's Florida State.
Your boy got his body in shape.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. I mean, listen, this is the reason I'm saying this, honestly, is like I want people listening to say, if they win tonight, I'm sleeping naked for like the next 6 weeks. I might do a couple shows. Now. I'm going to do the live stream naked tomorrow.
Well, they had two lottery picks last year. I mean,
no, I know. Oh, no, absolutely. But that was kind of that was Marcus's point. Yeah. Like, but here's the thing. Florida State is a terrible, terrible matchup for Louisville.
Teams that are not aggressive.
Yeah, that's a good point. And just, I think how we play. Now, having Malik would help, would help. But here's the thing. We play them one time this year. One time is when we play them. We don't have to. We probably won't even have an ACC tournament. But if we do, we might get them there. So that's why I'm saying I'm not really freaking out over it. Because if you play them again at that point, it's going to be in the Elite Eight or something. And there, hey, I'm fine at that point. You know, okay, we're all no blood, no foul here. I'm saying this now to set. I'm trying to do the Lord's work for Ethan Moore tonight on the postgame. Understand, Louisville can lose that game, and it's okay. Now, what I mean by okay, now, here's what Louisville can't do. Louisville can't come out and look like dog piss again. That would bother me. But Louisville can lose this game tonight because, look, I thought they would go in, beat Miami, handle business, and then tonight would be their first loss, and we would have some fun with it. Okay, they're going to get beat. This is a bad matchup for Louisville, blah, 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 whatever. But it's just a bad matchup, man. I mean, and I don't want to just say it's a bad matchup and then move on. Okay, why is it a bad matchup? Carly Jones might be a player of the year. Might be the ACC player of the year. I think he's going to be good with about anybody. However, I would think Florida State being able to put a 6'9" Scotty Barnes on him.
Anybody he runs the pick and roll with is going to bring in another guy. It's going to bring a
huge.
It's going to bring a 6'5" and a 6'8" on every screen and roll on him.
So I'll still think he'll be pretty good. But just that's just my I give credit to Carly because I think he's that good, you know. But Florida State can do more than any team in the ACC to negate him and to
negate all of our advantages.
Yeah, with him.
Because, listen, when we stretch it to 6'8", Quinn Szczesny, most of the time we got a guy on a side, on a wing where we get an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
When David Johnson dribbles down, turns around, posts up, it's never a 6'8" two guard.
Well, and I said 6'9", I mean, on him. But, I mean, truthfully, Scotty Barnes probably will guard David unless MJ Walker does. But that's the thing.
Yeah, like, either way, they got guys that are not significant disadvantages on the posts with David.
Yeah.
DeAndre Davis, we usually find a matchup that, and these guys are juniors and seniors.
The guy guarding
redshirt juniors.
The guy guarding DeAndre Davis tonight is going to be 6'8", 260.
And he lost 30, 40 pounds.
I'm like, Charles? Tonight might be the night. Come on now. Like, Charles, we need you.
I don't know what you've been doing these last couple of days, but I hope you in shape.
And we'll do this in the second hour.
Because there is one bit of silver lining.
Sure.
And I'm going to give you the silver lining that may bring us back home. But my silver lining is it's very thin.
Yeah.
It's perfect scenario, thin silver lining.
Yeah.
But we're still going to have a good time.
And let me be clear. We're still a good team. We're a really good team. So don't mistake our so things are still good. We got the number one women's team in America right now, or about to.
And we gave them a new song.
And we gave them a new song.
I feel so my heart is healthy.
Oh yeah.
That I was able to give them this gift for the fans, for the ladies. They deserve this.
And
so
you're
much.
Still gonna have a top 25 basketball team here in a couple hours. So you're still a good team. But look, we'll
talk about it.
We'll help you out.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.